Hi again, folks. It's Stefano for my, what seems to be my fourth audio boo for this February 27th. I'm feeling a little bit better every hour on the hour. I started off way back this morning around, I guess it would have been around 9 o'clock or so, and I struggled through the first and second audio boo, and I think I'm doing a little bit better. My voice is still rather in the lower octaves. Still a bit nasally, but carrying on, drinking, you know, more fluid and trying as best as possible just to relax and just rest and give my body a chance to recuperate. Speaking of recuperating, I would say about a year and a half ago now, maybe a little bit more, I was struggling to find a remedy for an ongoing problem that I've had for the last, 8-9 years. And that is, every time I get a pretty nasty cold, it ends up turning into sinusitis. Now, if anybody knows what sinusitis is, well, the sinuses are cavities located right over your eyes and your forehead, right below your eye sockets. And there's two more just located what would be just above your cheekbones, sort of between your cheekbones and I guess your gum line, somewhere in there. And normally these sinuses drain fairly easily and in normal people. And not normal people. Normally they drain on their own and they have a little cilia inside the passageways that kind of clear themselves out. Unfortunately, when you get a bad cold, and this is the part where I have to forewarn you, this is going to get a bit, if you're squeamish, you may want to turn this off. But to continue, what happens when you get a bad cold with a lot of mucus and phlegm, these cilia sort of get all clogged up, and the cilia stop working. They can't work the mucus out. And often what happens is the passageways, the small little sinus passageways, actually get blocked up that lead from the nose into the sinus cavities. And they do get clogged up. Sometimes they can cause infections. So what I discovered many years ago was something called the neti pot. And basically what it is it's something that sort of looks like a teapot. You put lukewarm water in there with some salt, usually about a teaspoon for, I think it's about a cup of warm water, about a teaspoon of salt. Usually marine salt is best. You mix it all up, make sure it's well dissolved. Then you sort of cock your head to the side and put the funnel, of the neti pot in your nose, in your, let's say, your right nostril. So in fact, you're cocking your head to the left. You put the spout of the neti pot in your right nostril and keeping your head sort of straight so that the nostrils are sort of in an up and down orientation. You gently pour the water, the saline solution, into your right nostril and let it drain out your left nostril. Now I know you're probably all going, "Ooh, God, that's gross." It does sound gross, but there's no doubting that the benefits are amazing. What this basically does, the principle that it works on, is the Venturi principle. As the water rushes by from one nostril to the next, it rushes by these openings of the sinuses. And due to the Venturi effect of the water rushing by them, it slowly drains them. Now, this is a very slow process, but the more you do it, 2-3 times a day, every couple of days, whatever feels comfortable for you, it eventually drains the sinuses. Slowly, but surely it will. Then, of course, once you've done one side, you do the other side. Same thing, you put the spout into your left nostril, let the saline solution go up your right nostril. Same principle, works the same way, of course, by cocking your head to the right this time. So that was it. Believe it or not, doesn't cost much. You can get a neti pot for about, $10 US or so, maybe $15. And it works. Have a good day.